Good morning. This is Gracie and Brooke with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, police are investigating a suspicious fire that has destroyed an abandoned church in Roma in southwest Queensland. Emergency services were called to the blaze on Arthur Street just after 1am today and found the building engulfed in flames. It took firefighters more than 3 hours to bring the blaze under control in the town of fewer than 7,000. No one was inside the building at the time and no one was injured. Fire investigators and detectives are working to determine how and where the fire started.
The Queensland government was warned of a critical infrastructure failure more than a year before lead was discovered in the tap water of Australia's largest Aboriginal community in Yarrabah. Queensland Health said it suspected the contamination source to be corroded pipes or fittings that leached heavy metals into the water, and that the levels recorded in affected facilities were safe when taps were flushed for 30 seconds. Documents showed that the Yarrabah Aboriginal Shire Council reported the issues to the government regulator in July last year, stating that in hundreds of samples taken from the different outlets around the town between January of 2021 and April of 2022, the water was so corrosive it was failing Australian drinking water guidelines.
In national news, Chief Executive Catriona Jackson revealed Department of Social Services and Universities Australia have decided to axe a communications campaign aimed at the prevention of sexual harm in universities across Australia. In 2021, the UA was granted $1.5 million from the coalition government to run an anti-sexual violence campaign. In her recent opening statement, Chief Jackson said, "Consultations and focus group testing indicated the campaign would be ineffective in changing behaviours or attitudes around sexual harm." Ms. Jackson said the campaign would be replaced by a good practice report, which would focus on primary prevention and would be accompanied by community practice workshops.
American military analysts will soon be sent to work on defence intelligence organisations in Canberra as both allies intensify joint efforts to scrutinise the moves of states like China, Russia and North Korea in the region. Defence Minister Richard Marles said that while the US and Australia already had deep intelligence ties and shared large amounts of information, the announcement represented a significant step forward towards seamless intelligent ties. Mr. Miles declined to say what the Joint Intelligence Centre would work on, only that it will look at analysing issues of shared strategic concern in the Indo-Pacific.
In international news, the month of July is predicted to end with record-breaking temperatures worldwide. Carsten Horstein predicts the month of July will end 0.2 degrees Celsius higher than the previous record set in 2019, making it the hottest month on record, not just this year, but in, quote, thousands, if not tens of thousands of years. Horstein is attributing the wild heat to climate change and an increase in greenhouse gases, stating temperatures, quote, wouldn't have lasted as long or be as intense without climate change.
For your weather today, Brisbane is fresh as a Triple Z subscriber. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to